Good evening from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the North College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Piker. I'll be describing the action to you from in front of me down on the playing surface here at the Boltman Center. I'm up in the corner just behind the student section for Northwestern as the North College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders go through their warm-up paces. The North College Defenders come into tonight's contest 13-2. They have won 12 in a row. Northwestern is 13-1, and they are rated number 14 in the country. North College is rated number 5 in the NAIA. Northwestern's off to that 13-1 start. They have won 10 matches in a row since a 3-2 loss to Corbin back in late August. That was at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic. That was 2 days after North College had upended Corbin in the DeWitt Gymnasium. Northwestern's been pushed to five sets one other time. That was a 3-2 win a little over right out a week ago against Buena Vista here at the Boltman Center. Nine of Northwestern's matches have been won by 3-0 counts. Northwestern's averaging 14.5 kills per set. They are a dangerous offensive team. The Raiders get to 2.49 points per set on ace serves, 1.85 points per set on blocks. The Raiders allow teams to get 9.08 kills per set, 1.16 ace serves. They're very adept at keeping teams out of their offensive rhythm. Anna Keel is putting down 3.69 kills per set with a 4.15 kill efficiency. A.J. Horstman is averaging 3.12 kills per set with a 3.61 kill efficiency. Northwestern's other attackers are Lauren Hilger, 2.67 kills, Mackenzie Fink, 2.33, and Josie Blankaspor, 1.44. Lacey Wacker puts up 12.02 assists per set and has 12 ace serves this season. Carson Winterfeld's a freshman. She is averaging 2.59 digs with 43 service aces to top the team. Lauren Hilger has 3.16 digs per set. This Northwestern team is unique in that they do not rotate many players into the contest. Seven players is what I plan on seeing for Northwestern this evening. Now, obviously, some things can happen, and coaches can tweak things, but they've been relying predominantly on seven players playing their rotations here this season. For the North College Defenders, 13-2. They're averaging 14.5 kills per set. Opponents are averaging 10.75. North College accounts for 1.9 points per set on blocks and 1.71 on ace serves. Emma Alton averages 4.44 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 3.04 kills per outing. Camp has a 3.20 kill efficiency to top the North College attackers. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.32 kills per set. Allie Cromendike is averaging 1.9 kills per outing. Cromendike and Camp average just under a block each. Jamie Gasing's putting up 10.66 assists per set. She has a 1.26 kills per set average to go with 2.04 digs per outing. Summer Jansen has a 4.58 digs per set average. Alton is at 2.4. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.51 per outing. Alton is the team leader with 28 serves. Gasink and Summer Jansen have 17 and 14 respectively. Earlier today, it was announced Emma Alton was the Great Plains Athletic Conference Attacker of the Week for last week. And then late this afternoon, we found out that she was the NAIA Attacker of the Week. So she has had a very good week, and it has earned notice from both the GPAC and from the NAIA. Northwestern was 4-0 last weekend at a classic hosted by Clark. North College defeated number 12 Grandview on Saturday, 25-23, 22-25, 25-20, and 25-20, behind a 23-kill performance from Altona. She also had 14 digs. North College defeated Northwestern last season in Sioux Center on September 6th in 4. Altona had 11 kills, Liz Keel had 10. Two teams played again in Orange City in late September. Northwestern took a 3-2 decision, winning set 5, 16-14. Brooke Granstrad, 14 kills in the loss. Altona added 13. Northwestern was led by Lauren Hilger with 21 kills, and Julie Jensen had 17. Most recent NAIA poll has six teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the top 25. Hastings number 1, North College number 5, Midland number 9, Northwestern number 14, Doan number 16, and Morningside number 24. Broadcasting from the campus of North College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the rotations. Players you can expect to hear about for both teams right after this. Here are the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for Northwestern, number two will be Carson Winterfeld. She's a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 2.6 digs per set. She also has a team-high 43 ace serves this year. Number five is Lacey Wacker, a 5'9 freshman from Jackson, Minnesota. She's averaging 12 assists per set with 1.35 digs, and she has 12 ace serves. Josie Blankenspor is a 5'11 freshman from Orange City. She's a middle blocker, 355 kill efficiency, 1.44 kills per set. Number eight is Lauren Hilger, an outside hitter. She's a junior from Omaha, Nebraska. She's 5'10. She is averaging 2.67 kills, 3.16 digs, 18 ace serves is her total, and she has a 322 kill efficiency. Number nine is Mackenzie Fink, a 6'1 freshman from Lanark, Illinois. She is averaging 2.33 kills and 1.8 digs. Number 10 is A.J. Horstman, a 6'1 sophomore from Pella, averaging 3.12 kills with a 361 kill efficiency and 1.76 digs per set. And rounding out the rotation for Northwestern will be Anna Keel, a 6-foot sophomore from Orange City, averaging 3.69 kills, 415 kill efficiency, and she has 1.92 digs per outing. Fort Ord College, Aubrey Drake is a 5'5 senior, junior, that is, from Rock Island, Illinois. Drake is averaging 2.51 digs per set. Number 11 is Julia Lindberg, a 6'1 junior from Margate, Florida. She is averaging 2.32 kills. Emma Altina is a 6-foot junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.44 kills, 2.4 digs. She has a team-high 20 ace serves. Jamie Gasink is a 5'10 junior from Sioux Center. She is averaging 1.26 kills, 2.04 digs, 10.66 assists. Allie Cromendyke is a 6'2 sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, averaging 1.9 kills. Erica Bausma is a 5'5 freshman from Shelvin, averaging 2.0 digs. Number 16 is Leah Camp, a 5'11 junior from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 3.04 kills per set. Summer Jansen is a 5'10 senior from Sheldon, averaging 4.58 digs. Number 24 is Robin Underwood, a service specialist. She's a 5'8 junior from Santa Clarita, California. She has 12 ace serves. And number 25 is Haley Delperdang, a 6'1 freshman from Remsen, Iowa, averaging 1 kill per set. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR 88.5.
On behalf of the Northwestern Dort Volleyball Programs, we are introducing to you a fundraiser tonight that's going to begin tonight and will last for a month until we play again on October 11th at Dort. We are working together and against each other to raise money for breast cancer awareness. The fundraiser will be hosted by each of your volleyball teams, but it will be campus and community.
We will take a break and we will be back with volleyball from the Boltman Center right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Welcome back to the Boltman Center. Moments away from the start of today's contest, we have had the playing of our national anthem. And coming up shortly, we will have our first serve. Right now, the public address announcer going through his paces and getting to the announcements as he has them. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop. Serving the community since 1955, 722-2313 by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. Also made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. GPAC standings heading into play this week. Hastings, Dort, Dakota Wesleyan, and Midland are all 1-0. Northwestern and Briarcliff, along with College of St. Mary, have not played a conference contest yet. Doan, Morningside, Concordia, and Mount Marty are all 0-1. One other match taking place this evening. Morningside is at Midland. There are three matches tomorrow night. College of St. Mary is at Hastings. Briarcliff is at Dakota Wesley. And Concordia visits Doan. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with First Serve from the Moltman Center right after this. York College in their white jersey tops, black sleeves, black numbers trimmed in yellow. York College also wearing black shorts this evening. Northwestern in their reds, black numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. They also are wearing black shorts. The libero for York College, Summer Jansen, in a black jersey, as is the libero for Northwestern. That's Carson Winterfeld. Opening serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, taken by Horseman, unable to put it away. Here comes York College. Alton over the top of the block, saved by Northwestern. Set comes outside, blocked at the net. Northwestern unable to pick it out cleanly, and a point for a block, and the defenders are on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score, getting that block up. Giesink and Cromendyke. Drake has service. York College leads 1-0 after the point off of a block. And that'll go as an ace serve for Aubrey Drake. So Aubrey Drake with her first ace serve this evening, her 12th of the season. And the defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Serving again is Drake. Drake with the floater controlled by Northwestern. They'll set outside Horseman over high hands. Taken by Jansen. Gets it back over to Cromendyke. Unable to put it away. Dug by Keel in the back row. And we've got a player in the net for Northwestern. Point defenders. Lacey Wacker, too close to the net, gets called for a net violation. The errant pass forced her to go a little too close to the net. York College leads 3-0. 3-0 our score. Drake still with service. Drake floater, back line, controlled by Northwestern. Set comes right side through the block. Saved by Drake, kept alive by Jansen. Gets it over to Altena, unable to put it away. It gets blocked. Drake tries to dig it up, unable to do so. And Northwestern gets a point off of a block. It's 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving for Northwestern will be Mackenzie Fink. So Fink with the jump serve taken by Drake. Close to the net. Joust. One out that time by Northwestern. York College scrambling to get it over to Altena. Cross court. Northwestern attacking. Outside off high hand. Saved by York College. Tipped over by Giesink and a kill for Giesink. Giesink gets it off of two would-be diggers for the kill. And the York College defender lead is 4-1. 4-1 our score. Jansen with service. Jansen's serve is in the net. Point Northwestern. So a service error by the defenders. And it's 4-2. York College leading by two. Winterfeld with service. She's a dangerous server. She leads the team in ace serves with over 40 already this year. Jansen to Giesink outside. Altena pushes it over with the left hand. Hits the antenna, though. Point Northwestern. So an attack error by Altena. And Northwestern cuts the lead down to 4-3. 4-3 our score. Northwestern with serve. This is Winterfeld. And Winterfeld serves it squarely into the net. Point York College off the service error by Winterfeld. So Winterfeld employing the jump serve, and she serves it squarely into the net. That's the risky run with that jump serve, and you serve aggressively, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Anna Keel. Keel went sideline out of the middle, and she missed it wide, out of bounds, Point York College. So Keel with the attack error. Northwestern reloads, set right side this time. Altena tools it off of the block for the kill. It's Horseman. Horseman with the kill, and for Horseman, that is her first kill. So Horseman with the kill. Now she has jump serve taken by Drake, passed over to Giesink. Giesink comes back right side and unable to put it down is York College's Haley Delperdang. Delperdang with serve, unable to put it away. And Northwestern, Horseman, dug by Drake, passed over to Giesink, sets it outside to Alton off the top of the block, saved by Northwestern. Red Raiders attacking, Horseman off of the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Delperdang, unable to put it away, was Altena. Northwestern scrambling. They pass it up and unable to get it over the net. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 7-5. 7-5 our score. Serving for Dort College is Emma Altena. Altena with jump serve. And her jump serve controlled by Winterfeld Joustafinet. And it's one out that time by Northwestern's setter. That's Wacker, and Wacker makes it 7-6. 7-6, Wacker with the kill. And the Northwestern Red Raiders with service. Floater taken by Jansen, controlled by Gasing. Set goes outside Alt. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Here comes Northwestern over the top of the block, hitting it long and out of bounds is Keel. Point defenders, and Dort College leads 8-6 on the attack error. So an attack error that time by Keel. Underwood has service. Underwood floater to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. And so a service error by Underwood. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. 8-7 our score. Keel with serve. Taken by Altena. Comes back over to Kromendijk, unable to put it down. Northwestern passes it over, free ball. Altena, Gasing, Gasing, Kromendijk. Kromendijk banks it off the block, saved by Northwestern. Red Raiders pushed over by Horstman, saved by Delperdang. Gets it over to Gasing, back to Delperdang. Delperdang goes cross court, ties it up 8-8 on the attack error by Delperdang. Northwestern ties it up. Delperdang unable to put it down on the cross court attack from the right hand side. Keel has service. Keel serve controlled by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing overhand. Saved by Horstman. Tipped over to the net. Taken by Gasing. Kromendijk will throw it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Northwestern with the point on the attack error. Neither team on top of their game so far in this one. Lindbergh gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Kromendijk. Kromendijk power tip to the back line. It's strong and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Northwestern has scored 4 points in a row. 10-8 the score. Keel has service for Northwestern, and then she'll be rotating into the, well, beg your pardon, she was in the front row earlier, unable to put a few kills away. Northwestern scrambles. They get to it. Set goes outside. Dug by Altena. Gets it up over to Gasing. Gasing from the bump set. Lindbergh off high hand. Saved by Keel. Northwestern scrambles. Set goes outside. And tooling it off the block for the kill is Mackenzie Fink. Fink with the kill. And Northwestern has now scored 5 points in a row to go from down 8-6 to up 11-8. Anna Keel with service, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it over, catches the tape and falls back on the Dort College side. Dort College stuck in a rotation right now. That'll go as an attack error by Gasing. And Northwestern leads at 12-8. 12-8 our score. Serving is Keel, controlled by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside Lindbergh, blocked at the net, point Northwestern. Dort College may need a timeout. 13-8 our score, and Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Northwestern has taken a 5-point lead at 13-8, courtesy a 7-point run. Northwestern taking advantage of some Dort College miscues, and the Dort College defenders trail Northwestern 13-8 in set number one of this best-of-five battle. Anna Keel with service, so Keel will serve it. Keel's jump serve taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside Lindbergh, unable to put it away. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, saved by Dort College, but a player in the net, and that is Dort College getting called for a net violation on the kill by Blankenspoor. So Josie Blankenspoor, the freshman, with her first kill this evening. And the Northwestern lead is 14-8. They go back row to Altena, and Altena gets blocked on the play. That's Blankenspoor with a block. And the Northwestern run continues. This is a 9-0 run by Northwestern. Dort College got to find a way to neutralize the momentum here. Jump serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Giesing. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk over the kill. And the bleeding stops for the time being. Kromendijk with a kill and four. Allie Kromendijk, the sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. That is her first kill this evening, and now Dort College has to string some points together. Floater by Dort College, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the back line, and a roll shot and a kill for Lauren Hilger. Hilger with the attack from behind the spike line. And Northwestern will send Wacker into the service area. So three attackers in the front row for Northwestern. And an ace serve for Wacker. Well, Dort College is going to have to regroup and regroup quickly. They trail 17-9 in set number one. This one has gone off of the rails for Dort College in the last 10 or 11 points. Altena's pass too close to the net. Giesink has to push it over. Here comes Northwestern. Horseman off the block. Saved by Jansen. Kept alive. Got it over to Altena. Pushed over the net by Giesink. Controlled by Northwestern. Right side attack. Horseman unable to put it down. Dort College attacking. Kromendijk back set. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes left side. And a kill for the Raiders. I beg your pardon, that ball out of bounds. Tough to see from my vantage point. Dort College trailing 17-10. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with service, a floater controlled by Northwestern. An attack at the net, and Dort College wins out that time as Kromendijk gets the point. Back row attack called on Northwestern, actually, and the defenders get a point on the play. 17-11, Dort College down by six. Serving is Drake to the back line. Saved by Northwestern. Back set and a kill for Northwestern. And that's Fink. Fink with the kill. And Northwestern leads 18-11, and Northwestern in a position here where they can play side-out volleyball, and they'll be just fine. Joust at the net, one out by Northwestern. Dort College loads up, though. They keep it in play. Altena goes cross-court and gets a kill. Emma Altena with the kill, and for Emma, I believe that is her first kill here this evening. Serving is Jansen. Summer Jansen serving with her team down a half a dozen. Got to get three or four in a row. Set right side, Horstman, dug by Drake, gets it over to Giesing, comes over to Altena, banks it off of the block, saved by Northwestern. Set comes left side into the block. Northwestern regroups. Winterfeld with a bump set. Left side off of the block. Stab saved by Dort College. Kept it alive did Bausma. Passed over the net by Altena. Saved by Northwestern. Set outside again. That time off of the block for a kill is Hilger. Hilger with the kill. Northwestern leads 19-12. Winterfeld with service. So Winterfeld with serve, and Winterfeld serves it into the net. Point Dort College, and the defenders give a point. They get a point. 19-13, our score. Serving is Jamie Giesink. Giesink the floater, saved by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. Keel out of the middle. Pancake saved by Giesink. Nope. Drops to the floor, and Keel gets a kill. Anna Keel with the kill, and the Dort College defenders call another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge two. Dort College, they've used both of their timeouts. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. And Kate. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College trailing in this one. 20-13 in set number one. A.J. Horstman, a sophomore from Pella with service, controlled by Dort College. Leah Camp with the attack, controlled by Northwestern. Through the block by Keel, saved by Dort College. Outside it comes Altena off the top of the block, controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking, pushed over the net by Horstman. Dort College attacking, and a kill out of the middle for Camp. One of the first swings we've seen for Leah Camp today. Leah Camp held in, we haven't had many rotations that 9-point run by Northwestern, really limiting the rotation opportunities. Now Altano with service. Here comes Northwestern off high hand, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Camp on the quick attack, unable to put it down. Set goes outside to Hilger. Hilger into the net, point door college. Well, there for a while, everything was going Northwestern's way. Now Nord College just trying to fight their way back into this. Northwestern with a lead, 20-15. Set right side. Keel unable to put it away. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Going to be called for a double contact. Double contact called on Jamie Gasing. And the Nord College defenders. On serve receive, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp unable to put it away, bounces off the top of the net. Here comes Northwestern off high hands. Jansen lays out for it, unable to get to it though, and a kill for Northwestern and Fink. Fink makes it 22-15. 22-15 the score. Serve controlled by Nord College. Altana, Gasing, set right side, Delperdang. Roll shot, saved by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. Horseman through the block. Picked out of the net by Camp. Down ball by Lindbergh, controlled by Northwestern. Slide right side, Keel. Keel off the block for the kill. 23-15. Keel records the kill for Northwestern. And Northwestern leads by 8. So Northwestern closing in on a set one win, and for Nord College, this one turned and turned quickly. They were up 8-6, and by the time they got service back, they were down 15-8. And we've got a conversation taking place now with our R1. The R1 and Jamie Gasing conversing. Short serve controlled by Camp. Gets it over to Alton as we resume play. Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Pushed back over by Camp. Controlled by Northwestern. Winterfeld bumps it up towards her outside hitter. One arm stab by Delperdang. Nord College scrambling. Gasing back over to Camp. Camp on the busted play. Here comes Northwestern and a double contact called on Northwestern and Hilger. 23-16, Nord College gets a point on the ball handling error. 23-16, a 7-point lead. Robin Underwood with service. And Underwood serve controlled by Horstman. Here comes Northwestern, outside set, unable to put it away. Gasing gets it back over to Cromendyke to Delperdang. Delperdang unable to put it away. Nord College attacking this time, and that's Lindbergh. Lindbergh makes it a 6-point ball game. 23-17. My guess would be if Nord College scores another three in a row, then we'll see a timeout. I'd be surprised to see one before then, though, as Northwestern sitting at 23 points. And Keel gets blocked at the net that time by Lindbergh and Cromendyke. Will Kyle Vandenbosch call one now? He will. Makes a liar out of me. A point off of a block for the defenders, and the Nord College defenders trail 23-18. They force Northwestern to use their first timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Northwestern leading 23-18. Nord College trying to rally. Trailing by 5, Robin Underwood, the junior from Santa Clarita, California, with service. Northwestern attacking, set outside to Fink. Fink into the net, point Nord College, and the defenders back to within 4. At 23-19, so an attack error by Fink. Serving will be Underwood. Underwood floater to the back line, and that one misses by about 2 yards. And Northwestern now on set point at 24-19 after the service error. Well, when this one's all said and done, if I get the statistics up here in the balcony, it's going to be unforced errors that will have done the defenders in set number one. Gasing gets it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the block. Saved by Northwestern. Raiders attacking outside. And a block at the net. And Nord College unable to keep it in play. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern takes set one. by a final of 25-19. A six-point win for Northwestern. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Northwestern takes set one by a score of 25-19. Doesn't appear that I'm going to get statistics right away. Maybe. We'll see. Got someone pegged who has some paper in their hands coming. They're down at the scorer's table. But it doesn't look like those are going to make their way all the way up to the balcony. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. Also made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Potter Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Well, maybe in between sets two and three I'll get some. We'll see. Lacey Wacker with service. Wacker's serve taken by Dort College, and it all starts over 0-0. And that's the odd thing about volleyball. You can get just thrashed in a set. I'm not saying Dort College got thrashed in set one, but Northwestern did win it handily. You get all done, and it's just a 1-0 score. Controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. Set goes to the middle. Dug by Jansen. Up and over, though. Northwestern will reload. Set goes to the middle. Blocked at the net. Northwestern again reloading. Pushed over the net. Saved by Jansen. Controlled by Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Extended volley. Here comes Northwestern over the top of the block. Saved by Jansen. Probably one after one. That was going to be out of bounds. Altena got up at the net and gets it blocked back at her by Horstman. And Northwestern ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. And Northwestern has service. Serve is long and out of bounds. Bausma ducks out of the way at the last instant on the serve by Fink. And Northwestern leads it North College leads it 2-1 on the service error. So a service error by Fink. Here comes Northwestern. Pushed over the net, saved by Jansen. Altena keeps it alive, passes it over to Gasing. Gasing passes it over the net, free ball Northwestern. Red Raiders attacking, and a kill for Northwestern on a tip. And now Terry Munson will confer with our line judge down in the far corner in front of the Northwestern bench. Northwestern right now has the ball on their side of the court. Terry Munson conferring with Northwestern coach Kyle Vandenbosch. Terry Munson saying it is going to be Dort College with the serve. So put a point up on the board for the defenders. It's 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving is Gasink. Gasink with serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side of Horstman. Horstman through the block, and Drake and Gasink give chase, but the ball ends up glancing off of one of them and falls off the end line as they dive. North College leads 3-2. Serving is Winterfeld for Northwestern. Northwestern's jump serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. North College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. Lindbergh checks into the match. Altena will serve. Checking out is Drake for the defenders. She and Lindbergh cut up that rotation. Altena serve controlled by Northwestern. Horstman gets the kill off of a block put up by Lindbergh. A little late in arriving, and it falls on Dort College's side of the net. It's now 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving is Horstman. Horstman floater taken by Jansen. Gasink has to run for it. Gets it outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Northwestern attacking. Set goes outside, and a kill from the outside for Hilger, and we're tied 4-all. 4-4 our score on the kill by Hilger to even it. Northwestern won set 1, 25-19. Horstman has service. Horstman's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by the Red Raiders. Andor College now with serve of their own. Serving for Andor College is Underwood, saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside Keel, bangs it off the top of the block. Andor College pushes to the back corner, unable to put it away. That was Gasing pushing to the back corner. Now Keel with a tip to the back line and a kill. Anna Keel with the kill. And for Anna, that is, I don't know how many that is. I'll see if I can track statistics down some other way. Short serve controlled by Altena, and it's a swing, and Jansen ends up with that one in her lap. Another kill for Keel. And Northwestern has a 6-5 advantage. Northwestern serve receive, Andor College with serve receive. Lindbergh with a kill from the outside ties it up at 6-6. So Julia Lindbergh with the kill. Kills have been tough to come by here this evening for Andor College. Bausma serve controlled by Northwestern. Outside attack and trying to close the block was Gasink, unable to do so. And Northwestern maintains a one-point lead at 7-6. 7-6 our score. So far, Andor College hitting for an 0-45 kill efficiency. They hit for negative numbers in the first set. Lindbergh off of the block for the kill. Andor College ties it at 7-7 on another Julia Lindbergh kill. And Aubrey Drake checks into the match. So Aubrey Drake to line it up and send it over. This is already tie number 5 of this second set. And an ace serve as Horstman, unable to handle it, sends that one at a right angle off of her arms. Out of bounds. Drake with her second ace serve. So an ace serve for Drake. And Drake, another serve. This one taken by Northwestern. Set goes outside and banging it off the block for the kill is fake. We're tied 8-8. Well, negative numbers for Andor College in set one. What that means is they had more errors than kills. That's how you end up with negative. And keep in mind, every time you give an error on an attack, it's a point for the opponent. Emma Altna gets going a little bit now. She's got another kill. And the Andor College defenders regain a one-point lead at 9-8. 9-8 our score. Jansen with the floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Northwestern. And Josie Blank is spore. We're tied 9-9. 9-9 our score. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. Fink serve, an overpass. Bausman able to get a clean pass. Set goes to the middle. Camp gets the block put up. Set right side. Horstman blocked at the net. Now Northwestern reloads. Horstman passes it over. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Quick attack. Camp. Camp off the block for the kill. Point Andor College. Defenders lead 10-9. 10-9 the score. Jamie Gasing with serve. So Gasing trying to stretch the lead for Andor College, taken by Winterfeld. Northwestern attacking. Horstman. Horstman on the right side for the kill, and we're tied 10-10. Horstman records her 7th kill. And Northwestern now with serve, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Altena. Altena off high hands. Northwestern scrambles to it. Winterfeld blocked at the net. The attack by Northwestern comes back over to Camp. Blocked at the net. Pushed back over by Keel. Gasink will reload. Set outside Altena. Altena down the line. And a kill for Emma Altena. Altena with 5 kills tonight. And the Andor College defenders regain the lead at 11-10. Andor College lost set 1. Score on that one was 25-19. Altena serve, taken by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern. Power tip saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Camp. Touches it to Lindberg. Lindberg off the block and the kill. That's the first time either team has scored back-to-back points since Dort College did it at points 7-8. Dort College leads now 12-10. Altena has service. And Emma Altena with an ace serve. Dort College leads 13-10. So an ace for Altena and a timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Yo. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Haywarden, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. Dort College with service leading 13-10. Altena with serve, taken by Northwestern, passed up and over and out of bounds. Another ace serve for Altena. And the defenders have back-to-back aces by the junior from Sioux Center. So Altena gives Dort College a 14-10 lead here in set number two. Altena with another serve, this one taken by Winterfeld. Here come the Raiders. Set goes outside Horseman. Horseman hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And Dort College leads it 15-10. 15-10, our score. Dort College up 5. Altena serving. And Altena's serve taken by Northwestern. They get it up middle. That's Fink. Fink with a kill out of the middle. Fink on the serve, receive, and then goes up and puts it away on the set to the middle. And Northwestern now with a four-point deficit to make up. Serving for Northwestern is Horstman. Dort College gets to it. Altena to Gasing to Lindberg. Lindberg cross-court wide and out of bounds. Lindberg has gone to that shot because it is there. I saw her do it against Grandview as well, that cross-court shot, but has not been able to snap the wrist, get on top of it, and keep it in play. An ace serve as Horstman's serve catches the tape and falls over. So an ace for Horstman. And the Dort College defenders trail at 15, lead at 15-13. Dort College trails in the match 1-0. Gasing trying to set to Camp. Very nearly a back row attack. And now Northwestern forces Dort College to use a timeout. So a set error by Gasink, and the defenders lead 15-14. Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. A.J. Horstman with service. Horstman with a jump serve, taken by Jansen, scrambling Delperdang. Jansen will pass it over the net, saved by Northwestern. Here they come, attack right side. Keel ties at 15-15 on the slide to the right. Keel ties it at 15-all, that is. Nine ties here in set number two, and Northwestern has come back from a five-point deficit to tie it at 15-all with five in a row. Gasing shoots it over to Lindberg. Lindberg off the high hands and the kill, 16-15. So Julia Lindberg with a kill. Now serving for the defenders will be Underwood. Delperdang front right. Lindberg is your outside attacker. Kromendijk is the middle. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside to Keel. Keel with a kill. She's going to be a handful. 16-all. We knew that was the case. Seen a couple of these Northwestern players in the DeWitt Gymnasium a lot over the past several years. Lindberg unable to get a clean pass over to Gasink, and Northwestern takes the lead at 17-16. So a service ace for Northwestern. Serve is in the net, and we're tied 17-all. That's service error by Northwestern's Lauren Hilger, and we're tied at 17-17. 17-17, our score, serving is Bausma. Bausma the floater, taken by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern, and a double called on Northwestern and their setter, Wacker, Lacey Wacker, called for the double. North College regains the lead on a ball handling error. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside and a block put up by Gasink. Gasink racing over, gets a hand up on Fink. Point defenders, it's 19-17. A block by Gasink, and Northwestern's going to burn timeout number two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 19-17, North College in front by a couple. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. North College lost set one, 25-19. They lead in set two, 19-17. Bausma has service. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern, attacking right side slide. Keel blocked partially. Altena picked it up in the back row. Jansen had a chance at it, unable to come up with a clean pass. And Northwestern with another point off a kill by Anna Keel. Keep wanting to call her by her older sister, Liz. But that's Anna. Jump serve controlled by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes outside Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. Saved by Gasink. Altena over the bump set outside to Lindbergh. Somehow kept it inside the antenna. Dort College covers it. Kromendyke blocked at the net. Dort College attacking. Set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the block for the kill. Pretty high level of volleyball right now. Played by both teams. Early on, it was error-filled volleyball in set one. Here in set two, both teams showing what they can do a little more. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Floater taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Blankaspor. Saved by Drake. Kept it alive. Got it over to Gasink. Gasink sends it over. Here comes Northwestern on the reload. Blocked at the net. Dort College keeps it alive. Altena picks it out. Gets it back. Altena over the block for the kill. Emma Altena over the kill. It's 21-18. 21-18, our score. Serving is Aubrey Drake. The defenders with a three-point cushion. Northwestern is out of timeouts. Dort College has one remaining. Dort College trying to even the match at one set apiece. Drake serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Block and a kill for Northwestern. Mackenzie Fink as she knocks it off of the block. It's 21-19. Dort College up by two. Serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker. Wacker serve taken by Drake. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena coming alive here in set number two for the defenders. She was held in check in set number one. But here in set number two, Altena, by my count, has eight total kills. Northwestern will load up. Outside attack. Horseman blocked at the net. Up and over. Taken by Gasink. Gets it over to Camp. Altena through the block and a kill. Altena with another kill and the defenders trying to even the match up at one set apiece. It's 23-19. Jansen, low hard serve taken by Northwestern. Set goes right side, picked out of the net by Altena off the block. Set back over to Altena. Altena with another kill and she's rolling. She's cooking with gas right now, 24-19. She's seeing everything, and she knocks that one inside the antenna down the line for the kill. Short serve controlled by Northwestern. Back set through the block, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink. This time they go to Camp. Camp for the kill. Dort College wins it, 25-19. So we've played volleyball for about 50 minutes here. We've decided nothing. 25-19, Dort College leading a winning set two by six. We'll take the extended break in between sets one and two, between sets two and three, and we'll be back with more from the Boltman Center right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Welcome back to the Boltman Center. Dort College nodding the match up at one set apiece after a win in set two by a 25-19 decision. Through two sets, Dort College with 23 kills, 10 errors, and 62 total attacks. Northwestern 27-10 and 66. Dort College with 8 kills in set 1, 15 in set 2. They only had one attack error in set number 2. While Northwestern had 16 kills and 3 attack errors in set number 2. Dort College hit for a .636 kill efficiency. Northwestern hit for a .406 kill efficiency. Northwestern has to, that's a situation where you've got to wonder, what do you have to do to win a set? 406 will normally win you many sets, but here in set number 2, Dort College equal to the task as they go 15 kills, 1 error, 22 total swings. Emma Altena leading the way for Dort College with 9 kills so far, 6 for Julia Lindberg, 4 for Leah Camp, and 3 for Allie Cromendike. For Northwestern, they are led by Mackenzie Fink with 7, Horstman and Keel have 6 each. Hilger has 5. Wacker has put up 22 assists. Gasink has put up 19. 10 digs for Summer Jansen for the defenders. 6 digs for Carson Winterfeld for Northwestern. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. And by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concession stand at most home football, volleyball, and basketball games. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. The Dort College Defender Volleyball team, after tonight, goes on the road on Saturday. They will travel to Creighton, Nebraska. That's near Lincoln, where they will face the Doan College Tigers, yet another nationally rated team on the Dort College calendar. The Dort College Defender women not ducking anyone here in the early going of this season. They have played several teams rated in the top 25 in the NAIA coaches poll. And tonight, no different. Obviously, you get to choose your opponents to a certain extent during non-conference action. Conference volleyball, you do not have the luxury of choosing your opponents or the order in which you play them or where you play them. So this week, for instance, Dort College playing both Northwestern, number 14 in the country, and Doan, number 16 in the country, on their respective home floors. So a difficult week ahead for the defenders, but they haven't let that hinder them thus far this year. Played Morningside and Grandview last week, both of them rated as well, but they had the benefit of playing both of them at home last week. Northwestern has made their way out of the locker room. They're warming up for set number 3, as are the Dort College defenders. Dort College and Northwestern knotted at one set apiece. Northwestern winning set 125-19. They used a 10-0 run in that set to forge the victory. Dort College, little surge midway through set 2. They rode that to the 25-19 victory. Back with set 3 in a moment. Aubrey Drake with service as we get underway with set number 3. Serve controlled by Northwestern over the top of the block. Saved by the defenders. Set right side. Cromendyke. Slide right. Unable to put it down. Here comes Horstman. Horstman into the net. Point, Dort College. Now Northwestern does not play many players. They play seven in their rotation. That means you get into sets four and five, it's a little different animal in terms of fatigue. Jump serve by Drake. Overpass, and Altena puts it away, and Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. So Altena with another kill for the defenders. 2-0 our score. Dort College in front early in set number three. Well, Dort College was able to neutralize the momentum in set number two after Northwestern ran away with set number one. Saved by Drake in the back line. Giesink pushes it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to get a clean attack out of it. Point Northwestern on the set error by Giesink. So a set error by Giesink. And Northwestern has served. This is Fink. Overpass, nearly an overpass. Pushed down by Giesink. Northwestern loads up. Horstman roll shot. Saved by Altena, passed over the net by Bausma to the back line, controlled by Keel, set outside, left corner, and a kill for Hilger. We're tied 2-2. Fink with service continuing. 2-2 our score here in set number three. And Fink serves that one into the net, point Dort College, and the defenders lead at 3-2. Winterfeld is in, Fink is out. Jansen with the floater, controlled by Northwestern. They'll push it left side, blocked at the net on the left-handed attack. Now Camp with the swing, controlled by Northwestern. Horstman got her arms on it. Passed over the net, free ball Dort College. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with the swing, pushed over the net, and the lift called on Northwestern. And Josie Blank is sport. Dort College leads at 4-2. 4-2 our score. Jansen with serve, controlled by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern, set Horstman. Horstman with a kill, it's 4-3. 4-3 our score. Winterfeld has service. And Winterfeld will send it over. Winterfeld serve, taken by Drake. Giesink has to try and keep it in play, and she had to track after that one over near the official stand, and she ran out of room. And we're tied now at 4-4. 4-4 the score, serving as Winterfeld for Northwestern. Carson Winterfeld, a freshman. Her jump serve on the way, and she serves into the net, point Dort College. Defenders lead 5-4. 5-4, Dort College leading by a point. Serving is Jamie Giesink. Giesink, floater, back line, taken by Winterfeld. Set right side, Horstman, might have been a double, no call made. Here comes Giesink. She touches it over to Altena. Altena for the kill, 6-4. The block late in arriving, and Dort College has taken a 2-point lead here in set three. Winner of this set takes a 2-1 lead in the match. Giesink, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Keel with the kill. Anna Keel makes it 6-5. Horstman now with service for Northwestern. A.J. Horstman, her jump serve catches the tape. Dort College gets to it. Slide to Delperdang, unable to put it down. Here comes Northwestern. Keel through the block, and Keel with the kill. We're tied 6-all. So A.J. Horstman, the younger sister of continue that thought in just a moment. Horstman's jump serve is into the net. That's the younger sister of Jenna Horstman. You'll remember she played volleyball for the defenders a few years ago. Dort College leads at 7-6 on the service error by AJ. Serving for the defenders is Altena. Altena with a top spin serve just misses the back line by inches. And we're tied at 7-7. 7-7 our score, Hilger. Hilger's serve, taken by Altena. Giesink gets it up to Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Here comes Northwestern. Down ball saved by Jansen, pushed over the net by Camp. Camp unable to keep it in play. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern regains the lead at 8-7. 8-7 our score, serving for Northwestern. That's Hilger, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, Northwestern attacking. Power tip, saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Lindbergh, unable to put it away. Northwestern attacking, set outside that time. Jansen with a save off the attack by Fink. Dort College's Lindbergh tips to the back corner. Northwestern covers it. And a swing and a kill out of the middle for Keel. Keel makes it 9-7, three straight points for Northwestern. And they've scored 5 out of 6. Lauren Hilger serving. Hilger, middle back, well off of the volleyball surface, off of the baseline, basically, of the basketball court. And Dort College attacking out of the middle. They get a kill by Leah Camp. Camp with the kill. Serving for Dort College is Robin Underwood. Underwood with serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Set right side, Keel, blocked at the net. Northwestern will reload. This time they'll set it left side, Fink. Fink with a kill. 10-8, Northwestern in front. Well, these two teams, one on the opponent's floor last year. I should say, one on their home floors last year. Dort College won in 4 in Sioux Center. Northwestern won in 5 here in Orange City. Jansen keeps it alive. Altena passes it over. Free ball Northwestern. Now you need a block. Dort College slows it up. Giesink with a set outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Northwestern scrambling. Pushed over the net by Horstman. Saved by Jansen. Pushed over the net by Cromendyke. Set back to Northwestern's middle. Blankesfor. Blankesfor with the kill. Eight, Northwestern leading by 3. And the jump serve taken by Lindbergh. Passed over to Gasing. Comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh power tip. Dug by Horstman. Passed over the net. Saved by Jansen. Gasing chasing. Able to get to it. Passed over the net by Altena. Passed to the sideline. Misses wide. Not out of bounds. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern has taken a 12-8 lead. Northwestern has scored 6 of their last 7 on a pair of 3-point runs. And Akeel with service, the sophomore. Floater controlled by Lindbergh. Comes back over to Altena. Altena, did that one hit high hands? It did not. Point Northwestern, and the Raiders lead 13-8. And we have a timeout charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 13-8, Northwestern in front of Dort College by 5. Here in set number 3, Dort College. One set, 2 to even it up at 1 set apiece. Now Northwestern taking control. And serving for Northwestern is Anna Keel. Keel with a jump serve. Taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke. Blocked and tries to pick it up cleanly, unable to do so. And Northwestern now leads it 14-8. 14-8 the score. And Northwestern's Keel with serve again. Altena, Gasing, Lindbergh, kill. 14-9. Dort College needs a comeback. Well, they didn't lose contact with Northwestern, if nothing else. Definitely have some work to do, though, trailing by 5. Bausma with serve. Bausma floater controlled by Northwestern, set outside, and with a swing from the outside and the kill, that's Fink. Fink makes it 15-9. Northwestern trying to close in on a set 3 win and what would be a 2-1 lead in the match. Serve sideline, taken by Altena. It's up into the rafters, and Lindbergh tried to track after it, unable to keep it in play. Point Northwestern, and the Raiders lead by 7, 16-9. So Dort College looked like they were battling, but now allowing a run, and Northwestern in the driver's seat. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked back at her. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern When this sequence began, Door College led 7-6. They've been outscored 11-2 since then. And the Red Raiders forced Door College to call their second timeout. Door College trails 17-9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, proud to support Door College and Defender Athletics. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Serving for Northwestern, this is Lacey Wacker, controlled by the defenders. Outside attack, Lindberg blocked, point Northwestern. Now, this is not going to help your confidence level if you're Julia Lindberg. She's getting sets close to the net, and Northwestern is blocking it right back at her, 18-9. And quite honestly, not a lot Lindberg can do with those opportunities because the ball is so close to the net. Tromendyk puts a kill away to stop the bleeding for the time being. But again, another four-point run by Northwestern, and they lead it 18-10. So Northwestern in the driver's seat. Serving is Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. Drake, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside and a kill from the outside for Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink. Fink with the kill. Northwestern leads 19-10. Fink serve, and it's on the back line. Bausma backed out of the way at the last instant, and the ball drops on the end line. Fink makes it 20-10. The momentum swings have been huge and hard this evening. And they have turned, and when they've turned, it's been like a faucet either shutting off or opening. Alton over the kill down the line. Door College trails 20-11. Well, Door College has to reverse fortune here very quickly just to have a chance here in set three. Certainly looks like we're going to head to set four with Door College down 2-1 unless they have a huge comeback here from 10 points down with 5 points to go. Northwestern scrambling. They get to it. Altena with a swing through the block, saved by Northwestern. Set right side Horseman through the block, saved by Bausman. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Northwestern attacking, and Keel from behind the spike line puts it away for the kill, 21-11. 21-11 our score. And Northwestern's Carson Winterfeld has service with her team up by 10. Jansen serve controlled. Here's the attack by Camp. Camp hits it wide and out of bounds. It's 22-11. 22-11 our score. North College was up 7-6. Since then, it's been all Northwestern here in set number three. Drake, Gasink, Gasink, Altena. Altena over the swing, controlled by Northwestern. Winterfeld bump set Horseman. Horseman down the line, wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. 22-12 our score. The 10-point ball game, set number three. Northwestern won set one, 25-19. Door College won set two, 25-19. Keel, a kill out of the middle. It's 23-12. 23-12 the score. And Horstman has service. Horstman serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena over the swing. Northwestern scrambling. Passed over the net by Winterfeld. Saved by Drake to Gasing. Passed over the net by Altena. Controlled by Northwestern. Keogh with a tip and the kill. 24-12, Northwestern leading by 12. So Northwestern with service. This is Horstman, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back middle, Camp. Camp off the block for the kill, 24-13. So Leah Camp with a kill. It's an 11-point lead for Northwestern. Emma Altena has service. And Altena with a jump serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside, off high hands, and a kill for Northwestern. And the Raiders win set two, I beg your pardon, set three, 25-13. So Northwestern takes a 2-1 lead in this best of five match. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening. North College trailing in the match 2-1. As North College won set 2, 25-19, sandwiched around losses of 25-19 and 25-13. Normally I'd give you some numbers. I can give you unofficial numbers. That look like this. Keep in mind they are unofficial. North College led by Emma Altenus, 12 kills by my count. Allie Cromendike with 4, Julia Lindberg with 7, Leah Camp has 6. North College, a 144 kill efficiency, only had 7 kills in set 3, also had 7 errors. Northwestern, a 295 kill efficiency for the match, 13 kills for Anna Keel. Mackenzie Fink has 10. Altena banks one off of a block. Gets dug up. North College scrambles to it. Passed over the net by Bausman. Northwestern will set up another attack. Here's Horstman. Dug by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside Altena. Blocked at the net. And a lift called on Northwestern and Horstman. So 13 kills for Emma Altena. 13 kills for Anna Keel. Those two offset each other. Set comes outside, power tip by Fink. North College covers it, gets it back over to Camp. Camp gets blocked by Fink, and we're tied 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. 1-1. Serve, Bausma. Bausma pass too close to the net and putting it away for Northwestern. Is Blankaspor, and Northwestern's lead is 2-1. Blankaspor, very quietly, 4 kills this evening, just a shade below her average. Jump serve taken by by North College. That was Bausma. Altena has to try to keep that one in play. Very nearly does, but it's just shy of the net. It drops to the floor. Point, Northwestern. Northwestern leads 3-1. If you're North College, you can ill afford Northwestern to run away and hide with this one. Can't allow that cushion right away. Gasing tries to push it over, and she does. Gasing with a kill, it's 3-2. For Jamie Gasing, that's just her second kill, and that's such an effective part of North College's offense. And tonight, Northwestern has covered it well. Part of it is simply the fact that these two teams know each other so well. Separated by those 12 miles or so of blacktop. Set goes outside Altena. Roll shot saved by Northwestern. North College trying to attack, and Camp gets a kill. Keep in mind, many of these two players, many of these players this evening, former teammates. So that also factors in. They played some of their high school volleyball together. Here's the outside set. Fink blocked at the net. Point defenders, and North College regains the lead at 4-3. On the block. So a block for the defenders. It's 4-3. Gasink with serve. Knuckleball controlled by Northwestern. Set right side. Horstman blocked at the net. Out of bounds. Point Northwestern. We're tied 4-4. 4-4 the score. Northwestern for the match. A 280 kill efficiency. That's tough to beat. But keep in mind, Throughout the course of this year, they've been hovering around 300 or better for their season. And this deep into the season, that's a pretty high number. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with the swing, unable to put it away. Here comes Northwestern through the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing, pushes it over to Alton. Alton a roll shot, backhands it over. Northwestern reloads. Horseman with a swing up into the rafters. Drake runs out of room. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern leads it 5-4. Northwestern, a 336 kill efficiency heading into tonight's match. Dort College, 253. Dort College is 253. That isn't so shabby. Granted, Northwestern has not played the top 25 teams that Dort College has up to that point. This point, and that will affect your numbers. Kill that time by Altena. Altena makes it 5-5, but still over 300. That does exhibit a lot of weapons for Northwestern. 5-5 our score. Dort College with three ties in set number four. Dort College a must-win situation here in set four to force set five. Horseman off high hands, saved by Altman. Gets it over to Giesing. Camp over the top of the block. Kill. 6-5, Dort College leading Northwestern. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena trying to continue service for Dort College. And Altena's jump serve taken by Fink. Set goes to the middle. And out of the middle for the kill is Northwestern's Lauren Hilger. Both of these teams, they'll move those attackers around a lot as well, so you can't shadow them with their blockers as easily. Jansen with a pass to Giesing. Giesing to Camp. Camp out of the middle for the kill, 7-6. 7-6 our score. Serving for Dort College is Underwood. Underwood lines it up. A little hop serve controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking Keel through the block. Taken by Underwood. Passed up and over, though. Free ball Northwestern Winterfeld. They throw it back over to Keel. Keel somehow keeps it inside the antenna and gets a kill on the changeup. It's 7-7. 7-7 the score. And Northwestern has service. And the serve back line. Altena, that one crawled up on her and ended up around the letters. And the Dort College defenders now trail 8-7. That'll go as an ace serve for Northwestern. And I believe that's Fink. We'll see if they go after Altena again. And they do. Altena handles it that time. No, too close to the net, and it's put down. That was put down by Fink after the serve by Hilger. I misidentified number 9 for number 8. That's Hilger serving. And Northwestern leads at 9-7. 9-7 our score. Dort College trailed early in this set and came back. And now Hilger serves into the net, and it's 9-8. 9-8 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma. Floater controlled by Northwestern. Kept it alive. Gets it over to Fink. Fink. And it's pushed back by Dort College's Cromendyke. Allie Cromendyke, though, called for being in the net on the play. The ball was hanging above the net, and she went up to push it over, and it ends up being a net violation. Point Northwestern. Serving is Keel to the sideline. Altena tries to get to it. That'll go as an ace serve. That's an ace for Keel. No, they let it play. My goodness, that clearly passed outside the antenna. Line judge did not see it. R1 did not see it. Even though it benefited Dort College, that is not reassuring. Wow, that one was way outside the antenna. Set goes outside. Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing. Dug up by Northwestern, up and over. It'll be Dort College with a point. 11-9 our score. That one very nearly passed over the top of Suzanne Jansen's head in the R1 stand. But they elected to let it play on. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside through the block and a kill for Mackenzie Fink. It's 12-9. 12-9 our score. Northwestern leading 2-1. Northwestern trounced the defenders in set three. Nord College trying to bounce back. Drake to Gasing, blocked. Back at Nord College, and Gasing that time, not much she could do with it other than try to help it over, and the defenders will use a timeout. 13-9, Northwestern in front by four. Northwestern leads 2-1. Back with more in a moment.
It means a lot to me that Dort is a faith-based college, because while it does have a huge emphasis on our future careers, it also stresses the importance of equipping students for spiritual and eternal work as well. The impact of Dort College is beyond athletics and academics. It's dealing with the eternal glory. I'm Steffi Kennard, and I'm on the women's basketball team at Dort College.
Check us out at dort.edu.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Through three sets, Dort College, 12 kills for Alton, up for Northwestern. Anna Keel had 13, so I was right with those unofficial numbers. Here, though, we are partway through set four, and Dort College trying to rally, down by four, 13-9. Northwestern on the attack, roll shot by Horstman, kill for Horstman, it's 14-9. 14-9, Dort College. Down five in set number four. And the serve to the back line. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Cromendyke. Blocked at the net. Here's Altena. Altena from behind the spike line. Hits it long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern up six now, 15-9. And you might have to use a timeout again here just to simply try and get the momentum stopped. Jump serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Altena. Altena, top spin kill. So Altena records a kill. Dort College leading by, trailing by five. Serving is Summer Jansen, controlled by Northwestern. Through the block, kick save by Jansen, but there to push it down is Fink. And the defenders lead a trail 16-10. And certainly feels like unless Dort College can really shift the momentum quickly here, this one might be over. Overpass off the serve receive. There to put it away. Northwestern's Josie Blankaspor, and Northwestern leads at 17-10. 17-10 our score. And Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink on the service. Altena with a changeup and the kill. It's 17-11. Well, can Dort College dig themselves out of this hole? They trail 17-11. Bausma checks out of the match. Gasing has serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Horstman. Horstman with another tip around the block. And Dort College loading the block to the middle. Nobody covering the sideline. And the Dort College defenders trail at 18-11, and there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dort College. Back with more in a moment.
There's a threat targeting America, Lyme disease. Spread by tiny ticks, this dangerous disease can cause life-changing health problems and is now more widespread than West Nile, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS combined. So it's time for us to target Lyme disease. That means checking for ticks when you've been outside, and seeing a doctor if you experience the warning signs, which can include joint pain and flu-like symptoms. Learn how you can target Lyme disease at targetlyme.org.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Next broadcast for the defenders. It'll be football on Saturday as the Dort College defenders travel to face number four-rated Morningside in Sioux City. Next volleyball broadcast will be next week. when the defenders are hosting Mount Marty. That's next week, I believe Tuesday. I've got to double-check my schedule. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back middle camp, unable to put it away, and right there to push it back is Anna Keel. And Northwestern leading 19-11 here in set number four. Dort College one set two, 25-19. Northwestern won sets 1 and 3, 25-19 and 25-13. And Northwestern looking poised to win this one in four unless Dort College can turn it around and turn it around quickly. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Alton. Alton over the kill. 19-12, Dort College trailing by 7. So Altena has service. 13 down 70. You got to chip 3 or 4 off right here. And if anybody's going to do it, it might be Altena, and that serve is wide and out of bounds. And just have the sense this one's not going to happen. 20-12. Serving is A.J. Horstman for Northwestern. And Horstman serve. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh pushed over the net by Delperdang. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Delperdang got a hand on it. As Lauren Hilger got blocked. Now Lindbergh puts a block up on the attack from the right side by Keel. And the defenders back to within 7 at 20-13. Serving for Dort College, it's number 1, Hannah Connolly. Connolly, the freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. And her jump serve controlled by Northwestern. They'll attack outside Keel, unable to bend. She puts it away off of the block. It's 21-13. 21-13. Northwestern up by 8 in set number 4. The defenders on serve receive this as Altman. Pass over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. Northwestern leads 22-13. Well, Northwestern was poised and waiting, and this match pretty one-sided in three of the sets. Dort College will have some work to do after this one. This Northwestern team, I believe, better than their number 14 rating. I thought that all week heading into the ever since the ratings came out yesterday, and they played like a team that had something to prove. Dort College trails 22-14 as they get a down ball to drop. Dort College down 8. Serving is Bausma. I believe this Northwestern team is a top 10 team. I believe Dort College is a top 10 team, along with a couple of other GPAC schools. Bausma's serve is long and out of bounds. Northwestern leads at 23-14. Serving again will be Anna Keel. Keel, the sophomore, middle blocker, listed 6'2". And really, several of these Northwestern players, no true positions. Northwestern attacking through the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it to Gaysink, to Kromendyk. Kromendyk swing, dug up into the rafters, and it drops. Kromendyk with a kill. It's 23-15. 23-15 the score. Northwestern in front by 8. Aubrey Drake with serve. And Drake's knuckleball serve taken by Horstman. Here comes Northwestern. Outside attack. And Northwestern keeps it alive. No, no they do not. Dort College back to within 7 at 23-16. 23-16. 7-point lead for Northwestern. Aubrey Drake with serve, controlled by the Red Raiders, outside attack, and a kill for the Raiders, and Fink, and it's 24-16, and Northwestern now serving for the set and the match. 24-16, our score. Northwestern trying to move to 14-1 for the season. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena with a swing, controlled by Northwestern, passed over the net, saved by Bausma. Bausma to Gaysink. Gaysink with a kill. It's 24-17. 24-17 our score. And Jansen serve controlled by Northwestern. Keel unable to pass it cleanly, and the Dort College defender's not dead yet. Jansen with an ace serve. It's 24-18. And Coach Kyle VandenBosch has seen enough on the Northwestern bench. He wants to talk things over before things get out of hand. His team up by six. Back with more in a moment.
Many people think that because Dort College is in a rural town in the Midwest, there's not a lot to do. But that's definitely not true. 90% of our students live on campus, partly because of the many opportunities to be part of a close-knit Christian community. I'm Lisa with Student Services, and I invite you to check out more about Dort on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
Find your place in God's world at Dort College. Go to dort.edu for admission details.
The Dort College defenders trailing in set number four. Jansen serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Jansen. Got it over to Drake. Passed over the net by Jansen. Here comes Northwestern. Set outside Fink. Passed over the net. Free ball Dort College. Bausma outside set goes to Altena. Altena over the kill. It's 24-19. Still a five-point difference. Northwestern serve receive. Jansen serve controlled by Fink. Set to Fink. Passed over the net. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing, dump, kill. 24-20. 24-20. Dort College making it interesting here. Jansen has service. Jansen floater taken by Fink. Outside Horseman blocked at the net. Down on Dort College's side. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern wins it by a final of 25-20 in set number four. So Northwestern wins in four. 25-19, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-20. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more. The Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Time for the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders lose in four. 19-25, 25-19, 13-25, and 20-25. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 44 kills, 20 errors. I don't have their total swings. I can probably figure it out quickly. My Ireton Christian math says that's 117 total attacks. For Northwestern, 57 kills, 15 errors. They hit for a 331 kill efficiency. They had 127 total attacks, so they had a few more attacks as well. They really controlled play in those sets that they won. And Dort College controlled play in set two. An odd match in this series in that each set was really fairly dominant for the winning team. Dort College was led by Emma Alton as 18 kills, 5 errors, 37 total attacks, a 351 kill efficiency, 9 for Leah Camp. She had to work for everything she got. 9 kills on 19 swings, 8 for Julia Lindberg, 5 for Allie Cromendyke, 4 for Jamie Gasing. 35 assists for Jamie Gasing in 4 sets. 23 digs for Summer Jansen. 6 digs for Aubrey Drake, 4 each for Emma Altena and Jamie Gasing, along with Erica Bausma. For Northwestern, 16 kills for Anna Keel, 4 errors, 26 attacks, 462 kill efficiency. Mackenzie Fink, 15 kills, 5 errors, 34 total attacks. A.J. Horseman, 12 kills, 3 errors, and 33 total attacks. 7 for Hilliger, 6 for Blankaspor, 46 assists for Wacker, 8 digs for Wacker, 12 for Winterfeld. She led Northwestern in that category. I don't have service aces for either team. Dort College slips to 13-3 for the season. Northwestern improves to 14-1. Northwestern will be playing this weekend. They are scheduled to face Concordia on the road in Seward on Saturday, while the Dort College Defenders go on the road to face the Doane College Tigers on Saturday. So the road remains difficult for the Defenders as they go on the road, literally, to face the Doane College Tigers, a team rated in the top 25. They'll be playing them on Saturday afternoon. We'll be back with Coach Chad Hansen and his comments right after this.
Many people think.
Coach Chad Hansen has made his way out of the locker room. Dort College falls 3-1 to Northwestern on the road. And Coach Hansen playing a very difficult schedule up to this point. Lots of teams in the top 25. Tonight, no different. And when you throw in the fact that it's a rivalry match, you know, going into Orange City, going to be a difficult challenge, and Northwestern played well, and I would imagine you feel like you may have left some points on the table.
We left a lot of points on the table, Mike. As I look at our own score, we scored 19 in the first set, scored 13 in the third set, and then 20. We left a lot of point opportunities on their side to take some free swings. They were very comfortable, and that was not the game plan coming in here, and it's a frustrating conclusion to this match.
You talk about Northwestern being comfortable, and as coaches and teams, when you strategize, you talk about how do you make the other team uncomfortable, or how do you not let them be comfortable? How do you do that against Northwestern? What's the game plan if you would play them again Saturday? What would be the game plan?
Yeah, the game plan is to take care of the ball and serve receive. That is the key to our success. That's been the key this whole season. And we had uncharacteristic serving gentleness, I'll call it. We were not striking the ball the way we do and we needed to. Serve-receive, I know they're a strong serving team. We were prepping for that even last week in just general ways. And we did not succeed in the serve-receive passing the way we needed to feel comfortable. And then the times where we did, I'm not pointing a loss on any particular category. I hope the listeners are understanding that. These are just key pieces that have been strong points for us already this season, every single match. And when those pieces struggle, we get an in-system pass, a perfect pass, and it feels foreign to us in this context because our setter is up at the net. The hitters have not had a good rhythm, well-timed opportunity, maybe the previous 2 points, and now they're taking a swing that hasn't felt comfortable, and just one thing leads to another in this game. I would love to play them Saturday. Back on this court, this was a great environment, and we needed to definitely take care of the ball in the serve and pass because that's how we've been successful. That keeps us really comfortable.
Set two really felt like you were in control. You'd neutralized the momentum. Did it come down to the fact that you felt like you were able to serve receive better in set two? Was that the key in set two for some success?
Yeah, I believe so. And I also believe that on the serving side, I felt like our servers were really after it. We had a couple of aces there in the second set. They were out of system a lot more and uncomfortable. You saw at the end of the fourth set, we were serving aggressive. Summer was back there driving some great serves in their system, and they were unsure. They were quiet. They were not their characteristic self in this match that they had been, and we were able to then take advantage and get a late push. But at match point, that's a big deficit to try and come back and finally recover from. But that's the picture in my mind of how the second set went, to get back to your original question.
Your team been playing so well up to this point. How do you let Tuesday night not affect Saturday?
I think we need to still learn from this Tuesday night match and not to dwell, not to say, hey, this is Northwestern and let's hang our heads, but to say this is a match. How did we execute the things that we had talked about in the pre-match and throughout the match? And where do we need to execute better? How do we need to execute better in all the different areas? And I think tomorrow is going to be a film review of this match. We're going to get on the court and do some good actual skill learning to expand what we see on film. And then we'll move on, and Thursday will be about preparing for Doane, another very important opponent on the road.
One player who has been playing exceptionally well for you, Emma Altna, earlier today, Great Plains Athletic Conference Player of the Week. later in the day, NAI National Attacker of the Week. Talk a little bit about the growth that you've seen from Emma. I think from last national tournament, I thought she took a big jump at the national tournament.
Yep.
Springboard into the spring, and now this season, she's been a major component for you.
She has, and tons of credit to Emma herself. Through the summer, she developed a lot of strength, a lot of confidence in different court rep opportunities. She came in and got some individual opportunities on the court with our staff. Back to the spring, her development in serve-receive and back row defense have been just as important as everything else she's been doing at the net. And that's been fun to see. She's playing with a lot of confidence, and rightfully so. I think it's a neat picture when an athlete or anyone commits to developing in certain skill areas, and the work that they put in bears fruit. I think it's a wonderful biblical principle that Jesus reinforces quite often through the Gospels, and it's fun to see it in a volleyball context for Emma with her developing her talents, and God's really been giving her some neat opportunities out there on the court, and praise God, she's been healthy. We've relied on her quite a bit, and we've really been enjoying the fact that each match she's able to come out and give it her all and walk away and play another day.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you later this week.
Thanks so much, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen talking about tonight's match, and I believe that's going to put the finishing touches on tonight's broadcast. North College loses in four, 19-25, 25-19, 13-25, and 20-25. Our next broadcast, this Saturday, the Defenders on the road to Morningside for GPAC football, the GPAC opener for both teams. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. Join us at 12:30 for our pregame coverage and our 1 o'clock kickoff from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.